let's say, okay, Michael, well, that's all fine and good for you guys that are in Houston and, you know, not as far up north, but what about us? Well, we're going to be freezing for several days in a row. What do we need to do? If you want to winterize your pool equipment so that it won't freeze, then you're going to turn the breakers off to all the equipment. You're going to open all the pool pump baskets, take the lids off, just put them on the side. You're going to open the air relief valve, which is on the top of your filter. You know where that is. You can just turn it, and you'll hear the water draining down in the filter itself, and you'll see it coming up through the pumps, and it'll go back out to the pools. Now, there are two plugs in most pumps, and they're very easy to see, and most of the time you can just take them out with your fingers. You don't need a pair of pliers. You're going to want to take out those plugs of all the pumps. The cleaner pump has one that's right in front. You will need a pair of pliers for that. If you have the Whisper Flow pumps style from Pentair, then usually your fingers can do that. Here's a little trick. I tell you to take off the pump lids and just leave the baskets there. When you take off those plugs, put the plugs inside the pump basket that they go with. That way you won't lose them, because that's pretty important. You also have plugs in your heater, and it's right there by the manifold, right there where the pipes are going into the heater. It's underneath. You want to open up those plugs so that the water can drain out of the heat exchanger. I believe there's one right there at the manifold. There might be one in the back as well. I'm not sure. Depends upon what kind of heater you have. You want to open up the lid for your chlorinator. Don't breathe the air that when you do that, because it's going to be really high in chlorine concentration. Just open it up so where you see that the water drains down in that chlorinator. Then you can put that lid back on there. You don't want to leave the lid off of the chlorinator. If you have a dial valve because you have a DE filter, there is a valve. There is a little plug. You're going to need a pair of pliers or a large flat screwdriver to take that little plug out as well. And that'll drain the water out of the backwash valve. The main thing is, you want to drain as much water out of that system so when it does freeze, there's nothing in there to can expand and then break. And if you go to cypresscustompools.com, they have a very extensive video about how to take care of all of that. Brian took a lot of time and trouble doing that several years ago. cypresscustompools.com.